Panthers Radio with Zynomics. Head coach Corey Nielsen joins us. Last time we talked to you, Corey, you were signing one of the key British forwards. And this time around, we're talking about the netminders. We'll talk about the import or even import situation in a moment. And first, we're going to pay tribute, quite rightly, to Dan Green, 7 years of Panthers.
Yeah, Dan's one of my favorite people. He came to work hard every day with a smile on his face, and he's been a great champion for us. He's piled up a ton of trophies with the club. He's been a pleasure to work with, and we wish him nothing but the best for his future.
Yeah, we wish Dan and his family well, and trust his future is a bright one, and he's certainly going to have a place of honour in the Panthers player records. Now, replacing Dan, if you like, is Sam Gospel.
The fans would have probably remembered Sam coming in and beating us when he played for Sheffield in the Challenge Cup. It was a semi-final. Kid came in and played magnificently. It's funny that that year or the year before, he was actually training with us full-time. I think he may have backed up a couple games. But yeah, kid with a good future. We're excited to have him.
And on the import front, again, you're looking at possibly, not definitely, because, you know, plates are spinning. And we don't know how the balls are going to fall or where the future will go. But at the moment, you're looking at going with the two import route, like you had Mika and Henry. It's an awful long season ahead of the Panthers. You're going to need more than one import goalie, aren't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 80-odd games is too much for a goaltender. You know, look in the NHL, nobody plays that amount. And any of the top leagues, there has to be people to come in. And the situation with the British backups is just they're not as good. And that's just the way it goes. So we want to make sure we have two capable guys to go in and win us games.